Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
My name is Ashley. I'm returning a request and call back from customer support.
Yes, I received two charges on my statement for $90-something in April, and I didn't order or receive any merchandise.
All right, I'll be happy to search for any billings. Can I have your name and a zip code?
Cynthia Lacey, and my zip code 38066.
And for security, can you also confirm a good shipping address?
115 Valley Ridge Lane, Rossville, Tennessee.
Thank you. This information brings up two of our items. I show the Elevair, the facial cream, and the eye serum for reduction of fine lines, wrinkles, crow's feet. They were ordered on a trial basis back in March. Looks like you paid the shipping and handling to United States Postal Service. We sent out the supply to that address, and it was on a 14-day free trial. The large amounts you had mentioned are retail pricings of the month supply product we sent out.
No, that was supposed to be free.
It was on a free trial period. It's free for 14 days, as stated in the terms provided. If you would have failed to call and make any adjustment one way or the other, outside the free trial, it is built at the actual retail pricing of what you had received. Did you have a chance to try it?
No, I didn't even try it.
I am more than happy to provide you with a 60-day hold to do so.
And then what? How do I get reimbursed? I would have never spent that kind of money.
Well, ma'am, that was given in the terms of service, and those products you had received, they are yours to keep. We don't have a return policy. But I do understand where having both may be a bit on the steep side now. After the 60-day hold, we can even, as a courtesy, cut future orders in half as far as the pricing goes.
Future orders?
Uh-huh.
What? I would never order that. I mean, I wouldn't have paid that. Apparently, I didn't read all the fine print. But how can I can I send it all back?
Oh, no, ma'am. I just mentioned that we don't have a return policy set up, so they are yours to keep. This information was given in the terms below where you put in, like, your phone number and email. There was a checkbox that asked if you were 18 and older and if you had read and agreed to the terms, which also provided a brief summary of the terms. You couldn't have paid the shipping without clicking on that box there. But just to let you know, the lowest we can go today is about $23 per product. Would you like to continue at that rate?
Wait, so you're saying I'm going to have more mailed to me?
If you're interested, we can apply that discount for you.
No, I don't want more mailed to me.
Okay, well, that's fine. We can go ahead and get it canceled. What that'll do is make sure we can't bill or ship anything further in the future, effective immediately.
But I'm out $180-something.
You were billed retail pricing of the product you currently have, ma'am.
So this is a scam.
Not a scam, ma'am. The terms of service were provided on the website where you had ordered. I can even direct you back there and review that information.
I see what you're saying, but you know as well as I do that people, the way it's written and that people thought they were getting it for the price they paid for shipping that. What can I do? Is there anything I can do to get reimbursed at all?
I'm sorry, ma'am. The charges, they are valid. We only have a fulfillment center where orders are packaged up and shipped out. We truly don't accept any incoming mail, any returns of product. The time we gift for free, the 14 days free, is the time period where, you know, you're directed to call and cancel if that's your decision to do. That's how you get the product to keep for just the shipping and handling. But it was explained if left uncanceled, since it is a month's supply, we will bill you the retail pricing.
Okay, so it is canceled now.
Yes, ma'am. I have both completely canceled for you, both the facial cream and the eye serum. And I do have a confirmation number also.
All right. I'm going to be calling my bank as soon as I hang up also.
Well, Ms. Lacey, that's simply going to reach a chargeback if they do wind up investigating as fraud. We would have to provide
right.
them with your order information, the tracking that confirms you did receive your product, and they complete a mock sign-up, same as any customer, just to be sure our terms were provided. You know, their temporary credit that they would gift you would be pulled back from your account. And that's called a chargeback. What I'm going to do for you today, I'm going to apply that courtesy discount we had set out for future orders. I'm going to force that discount toward your billings, and it will, as a courtesy, refund you 35%. But that's all I'm authorized to help out with today.
How much? Okay, are you giving me some type of confirmation number?
Yes, let me get that calculated, and I can give you the confirmation number. All right, Ms. Lacey, thank you for your patience. I was able to have that courtesy credit applied for both billings. So on the amount of the $92.90, it did refund. I refunded $32.16, and on the $91.89, it refunded $32.51. And you'll notice the credits within the next 3 to 5 business days. And I have that confirmation when you're ready.
Okay.
And it's going to be the same for both products. That number is 617-531-9967.
Okay, thank you.